Hi, it's Chef Michelle. I just want to take a moment, first of all, say hello wherever you are, and I hope you are doing well, you and the entirety of your household, your family, that you are all doing very well. What I want to talk to you about today for just a couple of minutes is work-life balance. At a minimum, and we hear a lot about this, and I've even made the same mistakes. At a minimum, it's mythical. Why do I say that? Because work is part of life. So I'm not, or we shouldn't be, I'm not trying to, and we shouldn't be trying to balance part of our life against life itself. It's all part of our process. It's all part of who we are, what we do, all of that. So work-life balance, maybe it's better put to say the terminology isn't, or the phraseology, what we call it is not right. It's not accurate. Because we're pitting something that is a part of something against the larger thing, work and life. Work is not separate from life. What has happened is that we have, because work takes up so much of our time, we've gotten to a place where we say we can't have a life. No, you are having a life, even if you're working all the time. That is your life. It's not separate from. So what I encourage you to do is take another look. Stop using the term work-life balance. The balance, if there is any to be gained or gotten, comes from looking at every aspect of your life or your lifetime or your process or your season and determining where your time, your energy, and your resources need to go. And that can be incremental. That can be, you know, if you think of a pie chart or you think of some kind of a bar graph, what season of my life am I in? And how much of my time can I and should I be devoting to these various aspects? You have to be able to know what you have in your life to find balance between any of them. I also want to speak to the fact that balance may not mean 50-50. Most of the time, what we call balance is not going to be 50-50 because we're imperfect. And so in many instances, most instances, I dare say, that is not possible. What is possible is for us to look at, if I am in a season where I am in high school, what are my priorities? What do I have to do to complete successfully? What do I have to do from a family standpoint, from an academic standpoint, from an extracurricular standpoint, athletics or whatever that might be, theater, the arts? Where do I need to balance in order to successfully complete? Same thing. Once, and even if you're in whatever your endeavors are as you move through life, whether it's young adulthood, middle adulthood, more mature adulthood, what is going on in that season of your life? That's the first question that has to be asked. It's not about work in life, because work is a part of life. What we're balancing and what you have to balance are the aspects of life that are required for you in whatever season you're in. That's what we miss in this whole, that's why we struggle with it so much, because we literally hop over key points. Someone that's in a season of their life where they're caregiving and taking care of their own children, so they're caregiving for a family member, parent, or other, but they're also taking care of their own children. They're working. They have a partner, all of these things, that's going to be a different kind of balance than someone who's in college, med school, or whatever it might be, or studying for a trade. It doesn't matter. You just have to understand what season you are in. It's not based on someone else's determination or even experience. I can share with you out of my experience, that doesn't mean you need to do what I do, because I'm even now, I might be in a different season than the information I might give you. And it's not work-life balance, it's life balance. It's how do I balance these aspects of my life based on the season that I'm in right now? Do you know how to assess the season of your life? All you have to do is look at where you're spending your time. What's demanding? Let's do it this way. What's placing a demand on your time, whether you feel like you're meeting the demand or not? Just bear with me for a second. Just walk with me. Whether you feel like you're meeting the demand or not, What is demanding your time? Then look at where you're putting your time. And it's not just time, it's energy, it's resources, it's thought, it's belief, anything that has to do with you. What's putting a demand on you? And what are you giving your time to? That's how you determine. And then you look at those things. You need to write them out. I didn't say type. I didn't say scroll. Write them out, because there is a process that takes place when you write that helps things click quicker, that helps you see better. You can even record it and listen to it, but it has to be something that involves your senses beyond a plastic screen on a device. You have to engage, and you have to be able to assess your life at this level. What season am I in? What do I want to complete this successfully? What are the demands? And even if you don't think you are enough, you don't think you have enough, first of all, you are and you can. You, even if it doesn't seem like it. But until you make the assessment, you're in the dark about your own life. So let's move beyond work-life balance. It's life balance, based on my season of life. And it's going to be different, even for people that are in the same season. What they need to balance within that season might be different simply because of the various aspects they're dealing with. You know, one of the things that we, I guess, take great pride in, for lack of a better term, is we like combinations, and we like difference, and we like things that speak to us, and we like to make sure that I have just the right what flavor or fragrance or color or all of these different combinations. What we don't understand is that we have to do that with our own lives. We like the externals. We don't like dealing with the internals. But the internals, what's not seen, what you believe and what you think, is what's driving everything else. So when we talk about balancing life, finding balance in life, in your life process, you have to understand first what you're dealing with. We take too much for granted in that sense. And so what I'm encouraging you to do today is look at your life. Look at your own life. What are you dealing with? What season are you in? Do you know, and do you know how to find out? Hopefully the questions that I've given you or the prompts that I've given you in this space of time will help you do that. If you need other information or would like more guidance, you can just feel free to put a comment, not providing any personal details. Just put a comment, just ask me a question in the comment section if it's open, and I'll respond in some way. But you've got to know what you're dealing with. And what we do is we take it for granted. We spend a lot of time looking at other things, other people, what they do, but that's not, we're not here for what other people do. You are here. You have to complete a process that's yours. No one can complete it for you. It's good to have support. It's good to have support systems. It's good to have information. It's good to have instruction. It's good to have guidance. It's good to have accountability. But at the end of the day, it's your race to run. It's your race to complete. And so finding balance, in order to find any sort of balance, where you don't feel off kilter all the time, is understanding, okay, these are the things I'm dealing with. How am I going to do this? And being able, by writing it out, by reading it, by listening to it, to say, okay, this is what's needed right now. This is what I need to do right now. And you'll find that you'll become more adept at maybe not balancing, but you'll become less taxed. You'll feel less overwhelmed because you'll be able to see it and you'll be able to respond to it. And even if you're not in a place where you want to do some of the things that are being demanded of you, once you give yourself to those things, make that commitment, the sooner you'll get through it. If you keep putting it off, it's going to compound, just like interest. So we have to find better ways. And I consider this, to be honest with you, I consider this to be part of self-care, part of spiritual care. It's part of soul care, soul healing. is to understand really what you're dealing with. So work-life balance, let's take that out of our vocabulary. How do you balance? How do you find balance in your life based on the seasons of life that you are in or the season that you're in? If that includes work, then work is one of those aspects. But if you also have a family to raise, that's another aspect. And as much as we talk about making sacrifices, it's not a sacrifice. It's part of your life. I understand there are things that we have to defer or put off or even give up. But if you make that choice, it's not necessarily a sacrifice. It's a choice you make. Because something else was more important. Not that your desires or dreams are not important. Something else was more important. And it'll come back around. But it'll come back around in a way that you will recognize and be able to take advantage of if you do this part that I'm telling you. Is what I'm telling you right now, this is the basis. This is the foundation for finding balance in your life, is understanding what are the aspects, what is putting a demand on you, where you're giving your time. Some of the things that are placing a demand on you, they may or may not have significance, and you have to determine that. Some of the things that you're giving your time and your resources and your energy to don't need your time, your energy, or your resources now or ever. And you have to make that determination. But a lot of those things do on both sides. You have things that you're giving your time to that don't need your time, and you have things that are putting a demand on you. And really, I think it's part of it is we have not learned how to really take care for ourselves in that way and understand what this life is about. It's a process. And we can help each other through our respective processes, but I can't go through your process any more than you can go through mine. But we can help each other. We can support each other. We can encourage. So that's what I'm here to do today. Hopefully you found some of this helpful. Find balance in your life by understanding what season you're in, what's placing a demand, what has priority, where you're using your time, energy, and resources, and bringing those things, writing it out, drawing it out, whatever you need to do to visualize it, to connect with it, get it out of your head, and begin to actually commit to, okay, this is not necessarily where I want to be, but this is what I need to do right now. And as you develop consistency, as you commit, be consistent, yes, there will be challenge, but there will also be celebration. Thanks for joining me today. I hope that you have a wonderfully blessed, peaceful, prosperous day. My name is Chaplain Michelle, and I'll see you next time.